And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fair, 537-1350. We'll try to get through some other items on the agenda, but we wanted to wrap up briefly because a caller had
another question relative to the how do we fund the improvements in Aggieville. So one of the steps that is being recommended tonight is to do some additional study and analysis on what those, basically get some cost estimates for what some of the improvements should be. Downtown for similar funding, obviously, if there's infrastructure, we do have infrastructure funds, especially in the water and sanitary sewer stormwater funds. Some of the amenities that we have would be we did a benefit district with the downtown businesses that participated in a portion of that. We had some tax increment financing funds downtown that could be a potential route for this one, or it could be some economic development funds or some other aspect. So, but that's a critical part of any evaluation of whether to proceed on a project is the funding and how is that funding going to impact things in the long run.
Very good. Moving along on the other items on the agenda, I notice, of course, the first quarter report from Convention and Visitors Bureau. I will say that Director Karen Hibbard will be on In Focus tomorrow, so we're probably going to get our own glimpse at some of that. But if you want to lightly
sure,
hit
just,
that, Ron.
Sure, just this will be in our contract with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, they're required to come and give a quarterly report. And basically, they've got the final numbers from the 2016 calendar year. Everything was up. The very good numbers, visitor numbers are up. And continue to improve. And then she'll report a little bit on this first quarter of activity. The 2A state basketball tournament was a big event in the community and other components. So all the other lodging and other visitor numbers are seem to be holding in this first quarter.
So. Mayor, anything to add on that note?
No, I just think, we don't really realize how much they do after 9 to 5 hours. They're always working on weekends, weekdays, holidays, whatever it might be, and we had a lot of good events this year, so it'll be interesting here to hear from CVB this evening and see what the future looks like for us right now.
Alley improvements, another item on the agenda.
This would be the area to the north of Aggieville, really the areas where we've had increased density recently, the multifamily neighborhood overlay areas where we've allowed for increased density in the number of apartments. The alleys are a key component for, as part of that redevelopment, for they serve as an access drive for many of those developments to access parking behind those units. They're the key access for all the utilities, trash companies, different aspects, all the utilities run down the alley. So they're really a major ongoing effort. Where we don't have alleys in some of the newer areas, so the streets create all of that. So having improved access and traffic flow and ongoing maintenance and improved drainage are all key factors. One of the things that becomes problematic with the redevelopment of these areas is it's somewhat piecemeal. You'll have a developer that purchases two or three lots and converts those former single-family homes, which have been cut up into a couple or three units, and then puts a 12 or 24-plex on that particular tract and talks to his neighbors at the time, and you may have an improved alley that's got gravel and potholes about, hey, would you like to pitch in with me and let's concrete and improve this alley for everybody. And well, I'm not planning to redevelop my property, so I'm not really interested in that. And so you try to look for that process to work with the adjacent property owners to actually submit a petition where the majority of those owners want to improve that alleyway and pay for it. This is a process where in certain areas in these wards 1 through 7, where we're seeing some of this high density development, where the city can, if you don't have a majority of folks that are willing to petition, that they can establish a benefit district and make the improvements by public hearing. And so they would hold a public hearing after notification, after having a neighborhood meeting, and determine whether or not to move forward with the improvements and the various aspects of the benefit districts. Typically, these benefit districts are 100% to the benefiting property, and there's no participation by the city. If there's going to be some improvement and there needs to be some improvements to some of the utilities, that's certainly an opportune time to do some of that, especially with stormwater. And that's usually the problem you get is when you don't address something comprehensively on that block. If somebody goes in and kind of sets the grade for their apartment complex and their parking, they may improve their portion of the alley, but then it may not work. It kind of sets the bar for everybody else. So ideally, you'd want the alley to kind of set that pattern so that it have the most versatile use for helping improve drainage and access off all of those properties. So it's a challenge. We visited with the commission actually over a year ago on this process and told them we'd bring back a policy for consideration, and we'll see how the commission reacts to that.
Mayor?
Well, I think I'm expecting a lot of discussion with this one as well. Mainly, you know, we're looking at two or three different things. I took a ride with Rob Ott yesterday to visit some of these alleyways and exactly what we're discussing. And some of them are pretty deep. I mean, because it rained, you can actually feel it even more because there's so much water in all of them. And some of them, like Ron had mentioned, some are paved and some are not paved. So we're looking from the information that we have about 22 alleys, seven are not paved, and 11 of them are paved alleys. And we're going to be deciding whether to go ahead and have a benefit district or have a public hearing for a benefit district. And then I think the city would be covering for the stormwater infrastructure and seeing if they can take, if the benefit district can take care of the paving component of it. The bigger discussion is going to be how much will it fall on the owners over there. There's some single family homes, some units, you know, apartments and all of that. So I would like to see what that looks like. And certainly we don't want more of it falling on tenants that are living in those areas too, or property owners. It's going to differ on where they're living in those areas. It needs to be done, but I think, like I said, it'll be an in-depth conversation to see what our options are. We'll probably be looking at other ways to fund this so that it doesn't feel burdensome to the people living there.
We have one more item on our agenda, but let's go ahead and take that another break so we can get back and the mayor can talk about whatever she needs to talk about before she has to leave. But again, we have Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy with us, City Manager Ron Fear, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland. 77